Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking this time, we're changing a bit of pace. We're talking to Una. Now, we've spoken to them on a couple of occasions, but they're back today. First of all, I've got Kayla and Nikki with me. Welcome, ladies.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Both of you are okay?
Yeah, we're great. Very excited to be back. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Now, first of all, anybody who listens to the show knows that I've been involved with youth work, and I'm a big fan of the youth. So you've got a couple of things coming up with youth in the very near future.
We do. So we run a youth club after-school program. And so for our Healesville-based youth club, that's on a Wednesday afternoon, we're very excited to be partnering with Indigenous Outreach Projects for the first six sessions, where we'll have our young participants collaborating to design their very own song and working towards filming a music video that we'll showcase at the start of June. And so that'll be the first six sessions for our youth club in Healesville. And because this is such a special activity, we have expanded the age range to allow for up to 17-year-olds to also participate for identified Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people.
Let's just get this straight. You're expecting them to write their own song before they get to perform it.
Yeah, so they're going to be, their first session's actually this afternoon. So Kayla's going to be going off to that right after this.
Yeah.
But Indigenous Outreach Projects are phenomenal. We actually have done a music video a long time ago with them, and because this year is our 15-year anniversary, we thought this would be a beautiful way to kind of highlight the growth and allow our current participants to film their very own music video.
So when they did the last one, were you expecting them to also to write the song?
They did. They collaborated. Actually, Kayla was a part of that.
I was a little girl then, yeah.
Background vocals. And it's come full circle because her daughter is a participant and will get to create this new song. And so we're really excited. The Outreach Project artists really help to tie together all the ideas and create the song with the kids. It's a co-design approach. And then they also teach them some deadly dance moves that they get to do on the music video.
And that's terrific. But while we're talking about the youth club, I guess we've got to mention, like, it's not all just about that one video, is it? I mean, they do a lot of other things during the year, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. So youth club runs during the school terms, and so they do a mix of cultural activities. Sometimes we engage different partners like Wanyara, and so they'll do dance activities and yarning circles. We'll engage local community members for walk and talk cultural sessions. So Darren Wanden, he's done each term different sessions with the kids around that. We'll have sometimes craft and art activities, sometimes we'll do games outside, and sometimes we let the kids have a bit of a park play because sometimes they just want to run around.
Just run around. But you said that for the video it's up to 17, but what's the normal age group for the group?
Normal age group is just for primary school age children, and then we have a separate program for our high school age young people.
Right.
We just thought this would be a great opportunity for some positive role modelling and mentoring. And if they want to be a part of this wonderful video, that's going to really capture a moment in time for us.
Terrific. Now, also, you run another youth club, or you've just got
We're
up
just
and running?
We're just about to start it. So very exciting. We'll be opening up a youth club down in Kilsyth, at Kilsyth Primary School, on Mondays. So that will run from 3:45 until 5 p.m. at Kilsyth Primary School. And hopefully we'll attract a whole bunch of different kids that maybe can't get all the way out here to attend the Healesville-based one, but still get to engage in cultural-based activities, get to form connections, learn more about their cultural identity, and have lots of fun.
Sounds good. I've just got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin.
I'm talking to Kayla and Nikki from Una. We've been talking about the two youth clubs that they've got going, the new one that's starting down at the Kilsyth Primary School. It's on a Monday between 3:45 to 5 p.m. and also the one in Hillsville, which is on Wednesday, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And we've been talking about the video and what they're going to do. And as we get towards 2 o'clock, the ladies will give you the phone numbers for contact and find out more. But anyway, this intrigues me. You've got a program called the Deadly Young Leaders. Now, I worry about that, but you better tell us what it means and then tell us what it actually is, please.
Yeah, so for anyone who's not familiar, in community we often use the word deadly to mean awesome or wonderful, and so we wanted to make sure that this program had a name that really empowered our young people to feel good about themselves, so Deadly Young Leaders was born. And this is our program for high school age Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. And so in term two, they'll be alternating between sessions at Upper Yarra High School doing PT and boxing sessions, so physical health and fitness, and then sessions at Una learning about getting into the tattoo industry.
Into what industry?
The tattoo industry as a career pathway, yeah. So we've got a lot of young people we know that have been buying their own tattoo machines and we want to make sure if that's what they're going to do, if that's what they're interested in, that they're listening to a professional, they know about the hygiene practices involved, they understand what steps they need to take if they want to explore it as a career option, and also then learn how to get their ideas into tattoo designs. And so we'll be alternating those workshops throughout term two, and we do have a special session based at Corranderk during Reconciliation Week, which will actually be with Kayla's auntie and her mum doing a bit of information around the history of Corranderk, just so our kids can learn about the history, the place-based knowledge, and the importance of being community here.
And I guess if this information isn't passed on to the young people, then some of those traditions and I don't quite know what word to use, but they're going to be lost, aren't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. They're going to be lost. And it's part of how we would get these histories passed on to those younger generations. Yep. We're very auditory in that sense, and so sharing these stories, having yarns and passing that on to our young ones, so then they have that knowledge to pass on to the future generations as well.
Would I be fair in saying, and I don't mean this in any derogatory way at all, would I be right in saying that if some of these programs didn't exist, that in fact some of the heritage would be lost?
Oh, for sure. You know, like, there was a time where practicing culture was illegal and it was outlawed. And, you know, and because of that, we've lost so many languages along the way, so many stories, lost, you know, how to get to sacred sites and things like that. So it's really important in preserving our culture that we do pass these stories on to our young ones. And we're seeing our young ones are actually teaching their parents that were part of the generation where maybe they weren't allowed to hear these stories and it wasn't talked about as much. And so they're educating their parents, which is really beautiful to see.
Because, again, I don't want to I'm not sure the word I want to use here, but as I understand, like, it wasn't just one dialect, was it? Like, am I right?
No.
The different tribes had different...
Hundreds of different languages.
Yeah.
Hundreds of different
Can
languages.
I just ask you, and I know we're getting off the subject, and I don't want to stay off the subject for very long at all. Even though they were different languages, could they communicate with each other, or were they so fairly, say, compared to Greek and English, like they were so far apart you couldn't communicate?
So it really just depends. You know, in inner Victoria we have the Kulin Nation that's made up of five different mobs.
Yep.
And so some words can be quite similar across their language groups.
Yep.
Or they might be written a bit differently phonetically, or sound similar. So in a sense, like variations of a dialect, but each their own language, but they might be able to pick up a bit more. Whereas, you know, my people from New South Wales, we have a very different language. So we speak a tongue language, we're a Mayabirapai, and so for me, Gujiagul Mirabirawabale means hello, what are you doing? And it sounds completely different than listening to Woiwurrung, and I'm sure that you'd be able to back me up there, Kayla.
Yeah, definitely. I guess you have to remember when we did have all these languages, we couldn't just get on a plane and fly over to, you know what I mean?
So
The closer you, like within Victoria, there are a lot of similarities because we were able to walk or, you know, walk to Yay, for an example, where the Tongarong people grew up.
Yep.
It's kind of hard for people to understand that we couldn't just jump in a car and just go and speak. So I think across Australia, in each kind of nation, state, I should say, there are a lot of similarities, so they could communicate. But for me to go over to Western Australia and speak language would be very, very difficult because it is very far away. Why you're walking there?
I was going to say, you wouldn't want to be walking from the
exactly right. So, a lot of Victorian dialects are quite similar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not necessarily. Siri with other states.
No language is the same.
One language is the same,
but there's lots of similarities. So I guess they could communicate enough, I guess, back in the time.
And
so.
I don't want to stay on this too long because that's not what we're here to talk about. but I guess I'm just going to ask you this one question. Have some of those languages been totally lost and won't come back?
Absolutely.
Many languages across Australia have been lost. I think there was over 250 languages spoken across Australia. I'm not sure how many now that are spoken. I know that a lot in the Northern Territory have gone missing, let's say missing. I don't like to say lost, because they actually have a lot of languages that they still speak, more than so for Nikki and I, we speak English mainly.
Yep.
A lot of communities up in Northern Territory do actually speak their native languages, which is really cool.
Yep.
And I guess there's lots of people in community around in Victoria, especially that I know that are so intrigued about trying to get this language back that I know a few of my friends' parents and staff have looked into doing Aboriginal dictionaries, and my mum's actually doing the same thing for Woiwurrung at the moment. I feel like we're very determined people, so we're definitely trying to get that back.
All right, I want to get off that because
about that for hours.
Well, it's a good subject, but we're not then helping Una. So look, I just need to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We'll get back on track to talk about the programs. And that was Olivia Newton-John with Long Live Love. Now, we got off the track a little bit because I got talking about languages and all that, but we're actually here to talk about the programs of UNA. So you've got some clinics that UNA run.
Yes, we do. So we have podiatry, optometry and audiology clinics that we offer at UNA, and also, which is popular by demand, we have our paediatrician clinics, and that's in collaboration with the Monash and Eastern Health. So
so do they come out to UNA or
They send a paediatrician out to us.
And they come fortnightly now.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of a wait for that, but it is much less than what you'd experience going through traditional avenues.
Yep.
And so that you do have to go through a referral process for that and have a referral from your GP to access the paediatrician, as it is a specialist service.
That sounds fair enough. Yep.
Yeah. But we've just seen wonderful engagement from our community in accessing that, and it's just been such a big support for our little ones.
Oh, yes. Very good. But just run through them all again, because we've just talked about paediatrics, but you did mention the others just briefly.
Yeah, so we have the paediatrics, we also have podiatry, optometry and audiology, and we have a few that are coming soon. So we're going to have some physiotherapy and diabetic educators coming in, which is really...
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. We've also had a new kind of, I would say it's more of like a program, an elder care support program, we've hired someone for that. And yeah, it's amazing. We have all these different avenues that we try and tick off the list for everyone in community. And yeah, just try and get everyone the support that they need. Yeah,
and so in that elder care role, they've actually started a new program called Cuppa Yarns, and that's just on a Monday morning. You can come down, literally have a cuppa, have a chat with our elder care support coordinator and see if there's supports that you might need, help accessing things that you don't know that you're entitled to. She can give you that awareness, that information.
So it's... Is it mainly a referral or is it anything else, or is it mainly referral?
I mean, sometimes it's honestly just sitting and having a chat.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, just having that company. A lot of our elders, you know, often find themselves quite lonely, and just having someone that they can come to regularly, have a chat to, feel heard, feel listened, feel valued, makes a big difference. And if it comes about from those conversations that they might need referrals for supports, then she's able to do that and assist with that.
Terrific. Now, you also want to talk about some programs that you've got running.
Yes, we do. So as Nikki kind of crossed over before, we have our youth clubs, which is really, really exciting. We still have our Earth, Heart and Spirit programs on a Tuesday, which is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women that want to focus on building resilience and helping with doing stuff through culture. So I know they do some, I think, weaving and stuff like that.
Oh, lots of different
activities. Yeah, they do so many things. They're so, so busy. We also have play groups running on a Friday, which is for the little tuckers, who are very, very adorable. And this is a really good way, you know, for all the mums and dads to get together and just have a chat with each other and let their kids run around, get some energy out for it's nap time. and we also have tucker bag running still on a Friday. So I can give you the number now later.
Give it now.
Yeah, so...
And explain what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So Tucker Bag's kind of like a food security program available to anyone and everyone. We wanted to really make sure that was spoken. I think it's for everyone in community, not just for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Because most of your programs are run by...
Yeah, correct. Yep. Most of our programs are, you know, specifically for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And, that's just... I only want to stop you for 1 second, but that's the same with the clinics and that, isn't it, too? That's open.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, the clinics, I should have said that. The clinics are, for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people. But, to make it very clear, Tucker Bag is for anyone in community that needs help with
who's
a bit of food.
Tough.
You know, it happens. Like, life's getting hard. Prices are going up, so bookings are essential. So you can contact 0447 472 983. And you just simply send them a text with your name, the number of people that you're getting the food for, and a preferred pickup time. And just to make a quick note, that's just for a text only. And then, yeah, you come and pick it up from 1A Badger Creek Road, which is where the Una Badger Creek office is based.
Is that only one day a week they can pick the food up?
Or yeah, so you need to make sure you book in before the Thursday, and you can come down on the Friday between, I think it's 12:30 and 3 p.m. to, yeah, come and pick up your little package, your little goodie bags.
And sometimes people only need a hand for a month or two, don't they? Particularly when times are tough, they might get a big bill and they've just got to pay that. And
exactly right.
Particularly the children shouldn't. Well, we don't want to see anyone miss out on food, yeah, but particularly young children.
And on that note, when you do send the text, you just have to be clear how many adults and how many children. Helps us with our reporting. But then we know exactly how big to kind of make the food parcel, if it's for a family or if it's just for a single person. So they're slightly different depending on your household size, and we try to reflect that in what you get. But you get access to fresh produce, bread, cold goods, frozen meals, a variety of different things. So
terrific.
It's wonderful.
Phone number again, please.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to come down to Una and grab a tucker bag, you just need to text 0447 472 983, and we'll be able to help you.
Again,
I'll do that to say it again. 0447 472 983. Yeah, just come down and our friendly staff will help you with what you need.
And there'll be no judgment.
No judgment. I mean, if I'm honest, I had to do it a couple of times. You know, I've got two little ones at home, so it just helped. It just helped me for a bit of, you know, a couple of days, and then I'm back to doing my normal crazy shopping at Coles.
All right. we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Kayla and Nikki from Una, and we've been talking about a few of the programs they've got coming up, or particularly what's running now. But now they've got a couple of save the dates, so get your paper and pencil ready and write these down. We'll tell you more about it as it gets closer, but put it in your diary right now.
Yes, so we have a save the date for the Eastern Metropolitan Region NAIDOC Ball, which will be on the 5th of July. So it is happening the Friday just before the official NAIDOC Week celebrations start, which means that community will be able to attend all those wonderful celebrations the week after and not have to miss out on anything. So we're very excited for that one. So just once again, the 5th of July, which is a Friday night.
Do you know whereabouts?
I can't announce that. I can't disclose that just yet. Yeah, but if you watch our socials, we'll be making an announcement very soon.
Well, you'll have to shoot me.
Absolutely. And then we are also running our youth NAIDOC ball again. So this will be the third year that we have run this.
Yeah.
And this is on the 27th of July, which is a Saturday night at the end of July for our 7s to 17-year-olds, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people in that Eastern Metropolitan footprint. They can come along, they get to nominate themselves for awards, their friends for awards. They have the full ceremony, the dance. It's wonderful. They get to get all dolled up and dressed up. And that one, I can disclose, will be at Karalaka. So I can announce that. I can spill the beans for that one.
Where's it going to be?
At the Karalaka Theatre.
Oh, in Ringwood.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Beautiful venue. We had it there last year and it was perfect.
Oh, it's a terrific venue. So the the one on the 5th of July,
yes,
which you're going to shoot me if you tell me where it is, that's for adults?
That is for adults, yes.
Only Indigenous or can anyone come?
No, so we do have, we'll put aside tickets specifically for community members, for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander community, but it is an event where we have our allies also attending. So it's a really big event. I think we had about 400 last year.
What do you mean by allies? I'm not sure what you mean by allies. Do you mean anybody?
So non-Indigenous allies. So people who support our culture, mob, yep, are respectful and understanding. We refer to them as allies. So it's just an inclusive way to reference them.
I just didn't know what you meant by allies. All right, look, before we go, I've got to take another quick break in a minute or two, but I just want to mention these two youth club events on a Wednesday between 3:30 and 5:30. Hey, that's tonight.
Yeah.
At 1A Badger Creek Hillsville. It's for primary school and primary school age children. However, these are the ones that are working on the video, aren't they?
They are, the Hillsville ones.
And so that's, for that, it's up to 17-year-olds, isn't it?
We are. So the first six sessions of this term starting tonight, so yep, these 6 weeks, will be focusing on creating a song and yep, designing a music video and then actually recording that music video. And that's in partnership with Indigenous Outreach Projects for
I'd like to see that when it's finished.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be showcasing it. We'll spread it far and wide.
I'm sure if you want to see me dancing on there.
Particularly if we're going to take the video. The voice off, I could play it. I can't play a video here, but I can play
it. Oh, the song, that'd be great.
Yeah, put that on a anything. Just
maybe I might have
to
get my vocals back on there.
and the other one is, which is on a Monday night between 3:45 and 5 p.m. This is a new one, isn't it? The Coolside Primary School.
It is, yes. So we're hoping that we get a whole bunch of new young people that get to engage in that, yeah, and we get to support more families to experience culture through fun activities.
All right, we'll take one last break and then have your paper and pencil ready. We'll talk a little bit more about a few things, but Kayla will tell you again the details for the tucker bag, and these ladies will tell you the contact deals. Put your teeth in. The contact for Una. So we'll be back very shortly.
Got
Right, so we've been talking to Kayla and Nikki from UNA. Now, we've given you quite a few details about different programs, so you can find out more and access them. We're going to give you now the all the contact details, and not only for the youth group of that, but also for Tucker Bag. You know, and let's be honest, don't be too embarrassed. There's going to be no one's going to make you justify what your situation is. So, you know, sometimes people hang back and think, oh, I don't want to do this. Someone's going to ask me why and that. But just don't be too embarrassed. At the moment, a lot of people are doing it very tough. So I'll hand it over to the girls or the young ladies, and they will tell you some details.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to really reiterate that there's no judgment. We're here to help. That's what we're here for. So, as I said, I've accessed it before, and it really helped me for that week with the little ones. So, it's a great program that we run at UNA. So if you just wanted to text 0447 472 983, that's 0447 472 983. You just simply need to text your name, your preferred time to come and pick the parcel up, and just how many adults and children are in your household, so we can pack the package or the produce accordingly for you. Yeah, so that's a texting of 0447 472 983. We also spoke about the elder care support program we have at UNA quite earlier in the program. I just wanted to give you guys that number as well, just for more information. You can call Megan, who is our elder care support coordinator, on 0492 880 894. That is 0492880894. And she's there to, you know, give you some advice or support, catch up with you if you need to have a catch up. And going back to our clinics as well, our paediatrician and optometry, yep, audiology, all those types of things, you can send an email to medical@una.org.au or give us a call on 5962 2940. We also have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, and it's just as simple as searching UNA Belonging Place on Instagram, or searching UNA Health and Community Service Aboriginal Corporation, don't make me say that again, on Facebook. So it's on Instagram, UNA Belonging Place, or UNA Health and Community Service Aboriginal Corporation on Facebook. And, yeah, our main number is 5962 2940 as well, any inquiries that you need.
I guess if all else fails, just Google UNA.
O-N-A-H. So that's probably the most simple way, yeah. Well, we have a website as well, so that'll pop up when you search that. Yeah. So, yeah.
I've just got to mention to the people who are listening, because normally on this day I'd be knocking off at 2 o'clock, but I do have another interview between 2 and 3, so we ask you to hang around. We're going to be talking about an award that Yarra Valley Water have got and what it means to us, and I didn't know this existed, so we're going to find out quite a bit about water. But again, look, we need to talk. Just I'm a terrific supporter of youth, I think, well, everybody, but particularly youth. So the it'd be great on a Monday night if this new youth club, we'd like to see it going. It's 3:45 to 5 p.m. at the Kilsyth Primary School.
Correct. And so if you're interested in attending either the Kilsyth Youth Club or the Healesville-based Youth Club, you can contact 0437 271 277. And one more time, 0437 271 277. Or we do also have an email, which is youth@una.org.au.
youth@una.org.au. We just need to stress, though, that for the youth clubs normally it's primary school, isn't
yes, it? Yes, correct. So Kilsyth will be exclusively for primary school age young people.
Yep.
And it will just be the first 6 weeks of term two that will open the Healesville one up to 17-year-olds for this special music video. So if you've ever thought, maybe my kid might be interested in attending youth club, now is really the time to do it.
Yep.
Because I don't know when this opportunity will come back up again. You know, last time we did this was in 2015. So
it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
All right. So that sounds terrific. I'd be really keen if we can get a a voice of just the, obviously I can't play CDs, I can play CDs or something, but I'd love to hear that because I think it's pretty terrific if you can get young people up to 17. I couldn't write a song now. I'm a lot older than 17.
If it's half as catchy as the first one they did, like, that's one of my favourite songs to play. So it'll get stuck in your head. We'll definitely make sure we get an audio file to you so everyone in community can sing along. And we're just so excited to see what these young ones come up with for their song.
I think that's the best part about it is they get to choose what they're singing about. You know, they're not getting told. They can sing about anything that's important to them. So it's really, really exciting.
I'm not going to ask you too much because I don't want you to shoot me either. But the song's got to be about one theme, doesn't it? Like, you can't have a song that goes everywhere, can you? So
no, well, that's what Indigenous Outreach Projects will help to kind of guide the kids and have conversations with the kids. I'm sure they will probably ask them questions like, what do you think about coming to youth club, or what's it like engaging in culture and different things, just to get them thinking and then weave together those similar themes that the kids are bringing up that are areas that really interest them and inspire them, and then create this beautiful song.
Because at some stage, somebody's got to say, we're going to sing about, well, and this is just being really frivolous, I know, but we're going to sing about a gum tree, or we're going to sing about whatever. So you can't just have a song that's going to cover 20 different
things. No, you're being
things.
Realistic. Otherwise, I think the song might go for about 15 minutes. but just to give you an idea of the last song, it was about promoting, you know, healthy lifestyle, you know, not...
That's the point I was trying to get at.
Making good choices with health and all that type of thing. So,
and not giving in to peer pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
right.
What the last song was about.
That was the focus that we did last time. So it's going to be really interesting to see how these new kids, what they want to talk about and sing about.
So somewhere along the line, they're going to throw together 30 different, we'll say 30 different subjects. It could be the landscape, it could be Indigenous history, it could, but someone is going to have to gradually whittle that down, aren't they, to about one
that's
item.
That's where the hip-hop people, they're amazing. They are so, so amazing at what they do, so we're so lucky to have them, and I'm sure they'll be able to reel it into a 2.5-minute song.
Is that how long it's going to go?
Not sure. That's just a guess. But, yeah, as you're saying, that we could be talking about Easter stuff, so that's where they're going to be really vital, and also myself and all the other youth workers that are there as well to really help kind of pinpoint what the kids want to have to chat about.
In all honesty, if you want people to watch a video, you can't make so much audio for 10 or 12 minutes because people are going to walk away.
I think the last song from memory, if I want to get exact, was 2 minutes 54 seconds. I used to play it every Friday afternoon. Like, that's how obsessed I got with that song.
Yeah. It is really cool, and not a lot of kids get to do these types of things,
No.
I mean, I don't know a lot of kids that get to, and it's going to be in a proper recording studio and stuff
and
like that.
To be clear, there's no cost to attend these programs as well. Just if anyone was worried or concerned, there is no cost to attend. You just have to fill out the registration form. Yep. And make sure that your child does identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander and is in the right age bracket.
Yep. Oh, that's terrific. So, I mean, because we were talking before too in the last interview, times are getting tough for people.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really hard out there. And Kayla said before, like, she's had the odd time when it's been, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's people are doing it tough.
Mm-hmm. No shame. There's no shame in Una. Definitely. We all come from different places. We've all had different experiences in life, and I think that's why I love working here. You know, there's no judgment or anything, and our job is to help people at the end of the day, and we really do enjoy helping people. So I guess running these youth groups and, you know, Tucker Bag and all these little programs, it's just, it is such a rewarding job.
Kayla,
so,
in a few words, what made you get involved with Una?
Definitely to be more connected to my culture, especially after having my two little ones. I really wanted to make sure I was being exposed to all the right things.
And they learnt the culture.
Yeah, of course. Well, I've got my mum as well. She drills them. but yeah, I mean, it wasn't just that. It was really, they really understood that I was a single mum going back to work. They didn't ever, you know, force me to, you have to work 9 to 5 every day. You can just come and do what you need to do. So I think they're really accommodating for different people, different lifestyles that people have. And I just loved the respect, sharing, caring policy that we have at Una too. It's just, that's what I'm kind of about in my life as well, my life policy as well. So,
Nikki, your reason.
So my mum was one of the founding members of Una, and so I feel like it's in my blood, and it just means so much to me to be able to come to work and affect change and positively impact community, help mob, give back,
So your mum never pushed you into it. It was your own choice.
It was my own choice. I have been at UNA now for 8 years, so I'm the longest employee currently employed.
Oh, that's terrific. So what would you say, how long has UNA been going?
So this is our 15-year anniversary. So we were incorporated in 2009. That's why we're doing something extra special like the music video this
year. What would you say, or is there any major standout thing that's happened in that time, or has it just been the way the whole organisation has been running, or have you had one particular program that you think, gee, that was fantastic?
I mean, I love all aspects of it. I think I see how it benefits community. I see how it helps. I see how we support young ones to go through these programs and build up their confidence. And then maybe they end up working for UNA, like some on the youth engagement team, like myself. I was a participant in programs and started working here. I think there's just so much wonderful things that we do and so many deadly things that we do, and I get so excited to see us grow and expand. And just on that, there's always opportunities to join the team, so just keep a lookout on our website if you're interested.
That's terrific. What about you, Nikki? Kaylee,
I was just going to say, I mean, I've only been here for nearly 2 years now, but I think there's not always just one thing. Like one massive thing, there's always one really amazing thing that's happening. If it's the hip-hop, you know, the K-pop people working with the kids, or the NAIDOC balls, or there's always something that we're trying to do to implement positivity in the community, and I think that's what's great. You know, we don't just go dull for 6 months and then pop up with something massive. It's always, we're always working hard behind the scenes to get everything moving along, and I'm really loving it. So, yeah.
Can't do better than that.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, ladies. Look, unfortunately, the hour's gone. It goes very quickly. But thank you to Carla and Nikki. We shall look forward to talking to you a bit later in the year.
Thank you. Have a great day.
No worries. Thank you very much.
See ya.